This past month, the Rhinelander Area Food Pantry provided groceries for about 300 families. Executive Director Guy Hansen says many included breadwinners who are still working but aren't making as much money as they used to.
It happened in the Rhinelander area in the last 10 years that we've lost somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,200 jobs that paid in the neighborhood of $20 an hour. And these are replaced by jobs in the service sector, which don't pay nearly as well.
In Wausau, the Neighbor's Place helped more than 1,000 needy families during this Christmas season. And Director Tom Rao says most of those families were the working poor.
We found out that about 76% of the families had at least one person working, and they still needed to come down to the Neighbor's Place for our assistance. It tells me that what they're getting paid is not a livable wage.
At Wausau's First Presbyterian Church, Reverend Stephen Wright worries that the working poor are becoming a permanent part of the economy in Wisconsin and in America.
We have a vast gap and a growing gap between rich and poor. A huge, huge number of people are not making a living wage. People who come to us for services they're working families.
Food pantry administrators in North Central Wisconsin say the demand for their services will continue to grow in the new year, unless more local jobs start paying better wages. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.